Most teenagers are active for less than an hour a day and are instead spending more than 3 hours each day on their phones and tablets. As a new Vic Health report reveals, 92% of Australian teenagers are not meeting their daily physical activity targets. According to the report, the ratio of physical activity to screen-based activity in children aged 5 to 8 was 1 to 1, while the ratio for 15 to 17-year-olds was almost 1 to 5. Health experts warn that this may be the first generation with a shorter life expectancy than their parents. According to Vic Health's recommendations, children aged 5 to 17 should be participating in at least 1 hour of physical activity per day and limiting their screen-based entertainment to 2 hours. The recent report found that 46% of children aged 0 to 14 were not participating in sport at least once per week. The report found that 33% of children were active twice per week, 19% were active 3 times per week, and only 11% were active 4 times per week. Today, I spoke to Vic Health spokesperson Rayoni Nelson about the report findings.
Well, the report highlights that 92% of teenagers aren't getting the recommended 1 hour of physical activity every day, and that sport participation halves at around age 15. So we're really seeing not enough teenagers getting the physical activity they need to benefit their health.
Nelson explains that there are many factors that can influence a child's ability or desire to participate in physical activity. These factors help to explain why levels of physical activity aren't as high as they used to be.
I think that at this life stage, you know, there's lots happening in teenagers' lives. They've got a lot happening at school. They might be starting part-time jobs, and they're, you know, really being out there and social. So it's kind of how we think about sport and regular physical activity fitting into their daily routines. And for many, particularly around sport participation, some are being turned off by the competitiveness of sport. So certainly those barriers around, you know, having the financial resources or the family support to take them to sport are some of the reasons why teenagers are dropping out. So the challenge is, I guess, for clubs and for sporting organisations to really address some of those challenges through different financial models or actually changing where sport is played. So we're seeing some sports actually take their sports to local parks, so they're more local and more accessible for those community members.
With new technology, children are spending more time on their phones and tablets than they are being active. Nelson explains how parents can limit this.
We know that the average teenager spends around 3 hours a day on screens like smartphones and iPads. So it's around, you know, we know technology is part of our everyday life, but it's where we're spending some of our leisure time on screen time so that we can really limit that and get outside. And as parents, you know, we've got an opportunity to be a really good role model for our teenagers. And getting out there and being active together is a great way that we can make that change.
There are many impacts on children who are not meeting their daily exercise targets. Nelson explains.
We know that regular physical activity is so important for our overall health and well-being. So particularly trying to prevent some of those chronic conditions that they may experience, like type 2 diabetes, obesity. But it's also a great opportunity to be, as a stress reliever, to be active and playing with your friends, you know, release some of that stress and have that social time with your friends. So really great benefits of being regularly active.
Vic Health has introduced a new program that is working to support children who are not physically active. Nelson says this is a great way to encourage children to be more physically active and stay away from their screens.
Yes, we've just announced some new funding that we're very excited about to be working with the sports sector on creating new opportunities that are less competitive, fun and social over the next 3 years. But we have a range of opportunities through our active club grants, how clubs can engage young people and members of their community in playing sport at a community level as well. So, yeah, Vic Health's really, I guess, working hard to how do we get those less active in our communities more active. So Vic Health is really excited to be able to work with the sports sector on how we can offer new opportunities to play sport that are less competitive, social and fun.